We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Wikipedia, which I got to admit, I use Wikipedia on an almost daily basis. Now, I wanted to make it clear that I do it with a certain level of skepticism.
Right.
But, for the most part, I trust it. If I was telling my kids how to write their school papers, I would say, don't use Wikipedia. But they now have listed, Stoney, the list of films considered the worst movies ever made.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Look at that list.
And it goes all the way back to 1934, which I believe you saw this movie in the theater, Maniac.
Oh, I'm a maniac,
No. No,
wasn't that one?
That was from Flashdance, which didn't come until the 80s.
Yeah, I know.
So the question at hand here is, and maybe it's something you saw recently, maybe it's something you saw a long time ago, and maybe it's something that everybody else thinks is a good movie and you think is a terrible movie, which happens a lot. Like, for example, my wife and daughter are big, huge fans of this recent A Star Is Born with Gaga and Bradley. They love it. You know, it's now on HBO. They're watching
movie.
It all the time. Oh, they think it's fantastic. I'm, of course, poking holes in the plot, which they get angry at me for even doing. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Okay, whatever. I won't do my little Well, so they meet one night,
yes.
Right? Bradley Cooper and Gaga meet, and they're sitting in a parking lot of a supermarket.
Sure.
And she starts making up some song.
Yeah.
And he goes, did you just make that up? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, I got bad news for you. You're a good songwriter. And then the next night, they perform a duet live on stage in front of thousands of fans without ever having rehearsed it once or going over what the actual lyrics are or any sort of musical arrangement.
But that would be exciting to watch. So they just cut that out.
What are you talking about? That's the best part of any movie.
Watching people write songs?
No, like in Rocky, the training sequence is the best part, right?
Oh, well.
Or in Karate Kid when they play the best around, the montage of when he's rolling through the All-Valley Karate Championships. Right, Heather?
Right.
All right, so what is the single worst movie you have ever seen? It can be in the theater, it can be on cable, it can be on DVD, it can be streaming, whatever, where either you literally walked out of the theater or turned it off, or you finished the entire movie and said, that was the worst movie I've ever seen. And along those lines, and our phone number is 248-539-9797, or the ticket text 97136, is there a movie that's roundly believed to be really bad that you find actually fun to watch? Okay? That's the question.
Okay. Worst movies? Well, I saw one recently in the past few months with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway called Serenity. It was just horrible. He was like a tuna fisherman. His goal was to kill the big tuna. And his ex-wife, Anne Hathaway, shows up. And then halfway through the movie, you realize they're just being part of his son, who he doesn't get to see's video game. It's just really bizarre. The movie just absolutely blew.
Wow.
Horrible movie.
I don't even think I heard of that movie.
Horrible movie. I saw it in the theater.
But, I mean, it's two of, pretty much A-listers, I would say. If not A, they're low A.
Yeah.
And that's pretty surprising.
Yeah.
I remember them promoting it. Like, you think they'd be all over the Today Show
McConaughey was.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, and it was just horrible. Another movie that I knew was going to be bad, but I went anyway because I think my kids or my wife were seeing a movie that I had no desire to see. So I saw a movie that I heard sucked, but I thought would make me laugh. It did a little bit, but it had to be one of the worst movies. And that was the Adam Sandler thriller. That's My Boy.
That's on the list.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Adam Sandler actually has two entries on the list.
Well, the other one has to be Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, That's My Boy had a nice cameo from Rex Ryan. That's how bad that movie is.
Yeah.
And he plays this character who sexually harasses his teacher, who in turn gives him a detention, and then she sexually harasses him.
Oh.
And he becomes all screwed up, and it's this ridiculous comedy. It's awful.
Okay. Yeah, Richard Roper in the Chicago Sun-Times said, to say that's my boy is one of the worst movies of the year is an insult to 2012. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I mean, how do you sell that premise? I guess if you're Sandler, you just walk into the producer and go, dude, I'm Adam Sandler.
Well,
I'm
that part is just the backdrop. I mean, that's how he turns into this weird character.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I don't know if it's a movie that is universally liked and actually won a Best Picture award. I hated was Unforgiven. I know that was one of the worst movies I ever saw, and people think I'm crazy. I hated that movie, practically fell asleep. You liked it, that's okay.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I just hated that movie.
But I mean, there are those great, and I'll use the air quotes here, great movies, right, mm-hmm. that are actually kind of boring. I mean, the famous Seinfeld thing was making fun of The English Patient, which I saw in the theater, I believe won Best Picture, and I thought it was a really dreadfully boring movie. But I'm sure there was an art quality to it. If you weren't thrilled by Unforgiven, couldn't you at least appreciate the acting and the storyline? Yeah, Gene Hackman?
Yeah. Morgan Freeman. Clint Eastwood, let's ride a horse through the mountains or the desert for like an hour and just talk. Yeah, it was just thrilling.
That's not what happened.
I hated that movie. Maybe I need to watch that movie again.
The only movie I can say I ever walked out of was, it came out in the 80s, and I know it's like a TV show now that's relatively popular, but Supergirl. They made Superman with Christopher Reeve in the early 80s. Then in the mid 80s, they came out with Supergirl with an actress named Diane Slater, who was actually very pretty. But the movie was horrific. I mean, it was like, you know, you went to see it because it was a superhero movie. This was back when superhero movies were actually kind of hokey. They weren't the big blockbusters that they are now. But you still felt like you had to see it. And I went and saw it.
I know there was a kid's movie that I walked out of that I hated. I don't know if that counts on the list. Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Oh, you love that movie. Oh, my. You bring that up all the time.
Taylor
Lautner was Shark Boy.
Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just awful.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh,
won,
I liked that
ticket
movie.
Text,
I liked
won that movie. Best Picture, and I thought it was trash.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed that. Was a really good movie.
Yeah, I liked that one a lot.
Oh, so you see, here's a list of movies that all did very well critically, but people didn't like. Like, for example, The King's Speech was terrible. That's from Randy. I think that won Best Picture, didn't it? Or at least the dude won Best Actor in that. Colin Firth.
Mm-hmm.
D in Detroit, 97, won the ticket. Hello, D.
I was calling about you topping on worst movies. I got two of them, Vanilla Sky and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Vanilla Sky, I never saw that movie, but the premise looked really good, but then I heard it was just a dreadfully weird movie that went off on some weird tangent.
It is, and then on top of that, to have it kind of give you the middle finger at the end of it, telling you that, it never happened. No, that sucked.
See, I didn't know. So the whole thing was like a dream sequence or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then I did a paper on it for a theater class, and it was one of the worst movies. And I sat through the director's cut, and he had a couple of times where he said, oh, this scene's in here. I don't know why I put it in there, but I liked it. And so I'm going to keep it.
So wait, you saw Vanilla Sky, you thought it was one of the worst movies you ever saw, and so you decided to do a paper about it?
Because that's what my class asked me to do, you know, find a movie and write a paper on it. So I was like, okay, I'm make sure this is the worst movie I've ever seen. And I re-saw it with the director's commentary, and a couple of times he just said, okay, I don't have no reason I kept this scene, but I'm going to keep it in there anyway. So, it was horrible, though.
All right, D. Thanks very much. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Another ticket text, The Force Awakens. The plot is a mess, not to mention recycled from previous films. Like The Force Awakens, I got to admit, even though the plot was completely recycled from Episode 4, they were just trying to reboot the franchise. I enjoyed it.
By the way,
I didn't cry three times like Dan Leach allegedly did, but I enjoyed it.
By the way, I texted you guys. I actually watched 5 minutes of The Phantom Menace the other day. I think that's the one.
You did. Greg and I discussed this. You did text us. You had a shot from, it was of Jabba the Hutt, I believe. And you were about to watch pod racing?
Oh, it was great. The announcers, the two, that was very funny. I like that. I have to watch, more of that series. It was great ending.
We both agreed, though, if you're going to start watching Star Wars, you should watch episode 4, not episode 1. But episode 1 is what happened to be on TNT when you flipped it on.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I got to check it out.
Maybe Stoney should watch Star Wars 5 minutes a week and eventually catch up. And he can review every 5 minutes.
Stoney's pretty old. I don't know. Is he going to make it that 5 minutes a week times 50? That's a lot of Star Wars movies, especially if you count Solo and Rogue One. Chuck in Warren, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Worst movie I have ever seen. Best Defense with Eddie Murphy and John Lithgow back in the 80s. It was so bad, I walked out on it, and I was on an airplane.
I don't remember that movie, but I know it got bad reviews. Yeah.
I vaguely remember that movie, and I don't want to correct you because I could be wrong, especially since you actually saw the movie, but wasn't Dudley Moore in that movie?
Oh, I think it was Dudley. Right, it might be Dudley Moore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was Eddie Murphy and Dudley Moore.
Yeah, wow, Dudley Moore was popular back then.
What couldn't work in that movie, right?
And the best worst movie, Hudson Hawk.
Oh, with Bruce Willis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Chuck. I vaguely remember. Best Defense, being in the theater.
Was Hot to Trot on that list? Because that's a bad movie that I loved. It had a talking horse with Bobcat Goldthwait. John Candy.
Hold on, let me look. Hot to Trot.
You know me with my talking horses.
Yes, Stoney loves 80s. Talking horses.
I like talking animals. I just think putting animals, like the great painting of the dogs playing poker. I think it's a classic. It should be in the Louvre.
No, Hot to Trot sadly did not make the list. Okay. I apologize. Okay. 248-539-9797. We're talking about the worst movie ever made. Wikipedia now has an entry, or maybe it has for a while, but I just saw it listed for last week for the first time, where it lists the worst movies ever made. And everyone has their own personal list. Do you have one that stands out to you, Heather?
The worst movie that I thought of right off the bat is something I saw. This must have been in high school. It was called Cabin Fever.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember seeing it with my mom, and I do think that we walked out of the theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was in that?
We always joke about it, because I honestly don't remember a whole lot about the movie. I think like a group of high school kids goes to a cabin in the woods, and they all start dying.
Oh, see, when I first heard that, you're right. It's a 2002, so that's in high school for you. It's a horror movie. Five college graduates rent a cabin in the woods and begin to fall victim to a horrifying, flesh-eating virus.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that movie stands out. We still joke about it today, my mom and I, because it was so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really bad.
There's not a single actor or actress whose name I recognize.
I know, I'm going down here. None.
And then there is a movie that I thought was so awful the first few times I watched it, and then later on I learned to enjoy it. Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
I hated that movie when I saw it. Right. I'm like, this is stupid. I don't understand why you think it's so great, everyone.
I don't know if it's a generational thing. I finally saw it like late after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was this, groundbreaking, hysterical movie.
No, but
I was fine.
Oh my gosh, we used to quote it all the time in college. Yes. But the first time I saw it, I thought it was just ridiculous.
I think there are certain movies, and the two that come to mind for me are Office Space and Anchorman,
mm-hmm.
where the first time you see them, you're like, I mean, it was all right. I remember the first time I saw Office Space, I was like, because my friend recommended it to me, and she said, it's one of the funniest movies you'll ever see. And I watched it, and so the hype was really high. And I was like, it's okay. But then you see it again and again and again.
Yes.
And then you say to yourself, why am I watching this again and again?
Right.
And then, you're quoting the movie.
Uh-huh. So,
and I've heard that Napoleon Dynamite is that same kind of movie. 97.1 The Tickets.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.